Okay, good afternoon, class. Now, our lecture will be on the Bidama for daily practice. What is your daily practice? How to stay in every day? As you give the lecture, a Bidama for daily practice. First chapter, you have a book, no? Everybody have? So, everybody have I, few passes I. What is for the use of the I? How to restrain the I? The Buddha's, one of the Buddha's teaching is Cakkhuna Samvaro Sadhu. Cakkhuna Samvaro Sadhu. This is the Buddha's teachings. To restrain one's eye is excellent. We may think we possess eye to see with it. Therefore, we must use our eye to see everything. But the eye for seeing with it is okay. But the Buddha's meaning is, after seeing with the eye, you should not let craving, hatred, delusion, jealousy, and as arise. That is the meaning. The Buddha never tell, don't see everything. The Buddha never said, don't see something with your eye. But the meaning is to strain one's eye is excellence. The meaning means must be you restrain eye. Restrain eye, means after seeing with your eye, you should not let craving arise within you. You should not let hatred arise within you. You should not let delusion arise within you. That is the meaning. Without a seeing, craving, there's no chance to arise. Without a seeing, hatred, sometimes no chance to write, therefore. You see in Mahasatipatthana Sutra also explained it like that. Many, many teachings in this way. So in the common life, first I will explain. We usually wake up in the morning. When we wake up, we open our eyes. With the eyes we see things, the things we see are desirable or undesirable. You should contemplate everything in your daily life. Okay? The things we see are desirable or undesirable. Only two. Desirable and you may see something desirable, object or undesirable object. When you open your eye, you see something with your eye. This thing is maybe desirable or undesirable. Sometimes you see with the eye the person who hates you. That is undesirable. Okay? Something beautiful you see with your eye, it is desirable. So maybe in the morning, rose flower, if you see with your eye, rose flower, you love it, that is a desirable object. Sometimes when you open your eye, you see dirty things, it is undesirable. So desirable object and undesirable object, only two. The things we see are desirable and undesirable. On seeing desirable things, we love it. Isn't it that? And on seeing undesirable things, we hate or dislike. Love and hate are emotions you contemplate in your life, okay, in every daily life. Why these emotions are running high? We are blind to what should be done or not. Then we use abusive words or act physically in an unwholesome way. This results at least in unhappiness to the object. Eye consciousness arises. The Buddha explained in many suttas, the causation we explain in this way. So that is I. So this I, that is visible object. Visible object is anything we can see with our eye, whatever may be color or form. This is reflected on it, on eye. Therefore, I perceive this object. That is, the Buddha has explained in cause effect. In sutra, the Buddha has explained, Chakkhuja, Padeja, Rupeja, Upajjati, Chakkhu, Vijnana. So, here, this eye consciousness, we have eye, there's visible object, these are two different things. So, depending on I and visible object, I consciousness arises. That is a two condition. And Sotanda, the Buddha explained in this way. Abhidhamma also in this way. So, Sotanda, Abhidhamma, in the essence meaning is not different. Okay? Chakkhuja, Padeja, Rupeja, Upajjati, Chakkhu, Vijnana. Now, one, two, three. How many things now? Three. Okay? The unity of these three. Due to the unity of these three, there is a contact. The Buddha used the context of passa. Passa is a context. Just a phenomenon arises. But we think, we see, I see. Okay? Is there any I? We should search for I today. Who is I here? I is I. Visible objects, phenomena working together. This meaning is plain in Abhidhamma. Okay? Chakkhuja, Padeja, Rupeja, Upajjati, Chakkhana. Depending on I and visible object, I consciousness arises. That contacts lead to feeling. Happiness or unhappiness. Pleasant feeling or unpleasant feeling. If you contemplate your life, you can find these dhammas. Padeja Svabhava, the Buddha explained, I am consciousness and Nama rupa paccaya salayatana salayatana paccaya phaso phasa paccaya virana. After that, after feeling, there's a craving arises. So, in this case, I need some metta. Visible objects are also metta. Morning I explained there are only four ultimate realities, only four. Do you remember? Consciousness, mental state, citta, cittasika, metta, rupa, and nirvana. Yeah, I is metta, visible object is metta, that is consciousness. That is consciousness. These are mental properties. Okay? Consciousness, mental sika, and rupa. Only three phenomena arise within us. In this way, depending on I and visible object, I and consciousness arises within us. Depending on, due to the meeting of these three, there arises contact. This contact leads to feeling pleasant, unpleasant, or either pleasant or unpleasant. Okay? The feeling. This feeling leads to, cause to craving. Empadeja sobara pasa pachaya virana virana pachaya tanna tanna pachaya uparana like that. So explain it in this way. So Abhidhamma also explain it this way. Abhidhamma will explain it more detail. So according to Abhidhamma point, every day in our daily life, after these phenomena arise. So first these three, according to Abhidhamma, we explain consciousness. When consciousness never arises with the other mental state, so I will keep these arising together with the consciousness, contact, feeling, perception, volition, one-pointedness. Can you see my writings? It's a difficulty. Chaitta never arises alone. Chaitta arises with the sum of chaitasika. Chaitasika never arises with it alone. It arises always with chaitas. Okay? So this is a chaitta. These are chaitasika. Contact, feeling, perception, volition, one-pointedness, cycle life, just then tension. Altogether, these seven are called universal mental properties according to Abhidhamma. Technical terms I will give you. The Buddha used this. First translation is contact. Feeling Vedana. Perception Sanya with the decorative marks. Sanya. I think in German right is also decorative marks. French has decorative marks. Passa, Vedana, this is a long Vedana with the verb, decorative marks. Sanya, that is a Chetana, that is Ekagata, Jivitendriya. Maybe some of students, candidates, not familiar with these terms. Later you will be familiar with this term. These terms are very important when you study Dhamma. Okay? Passa, Vedana, Sanya, Chetana, Ekagata, Jivitendriya. Jivita Endriya. Manasikara, attention. These seven mental properties, Chitta-sika, are universal, common to all Chaitas. They associate with every Chaitas. Let me use the diagrams to clear the meaning. This is a mental molecule, one unit. You should know this is one unit of mind, Chaitta. That is a Chaitta. Then, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 6, 7. Chaitta is one. These are mental properties, Chaitta-sikas. That is one unit of mind. You cannot reduce to be 7 or 6. That is the smallest unit, like water, okay? Water is H2O, composed of to be water. Here also these seven phenomena, eight phenomena. That is a Chaitta. This is Chaitta associated with the seven phenomena, mental properties. They are working together, they arise together, arising together, ceasing together, having the same object and base. Therefore, here, I consciousness is a Chaitta. Okay? Contact, feeling, perception, volition, one-pointedness, psychic life, attention. These seven mental properties are Chaitta-sika. They are working together. They have only one object. Okay? These are organs of Chaitta. We also have organs. Different functions they perform. We have eye, ear, nose, tongue, body. Okay? They have different functions to perform. Eye is just to sense with it, but not to hear. Ears to hear. Nose to catch the smell. Like that. Different in music, seeing the picture. Using eye, we see. Using eye consciousness aware this object. Because Pasa contact eye consciousness with this visual object. If there is no Pasa, there is no contact. Okay? Because of Pasa, through Pasa, eye consciousness have contact this object. Through feeling, eye consciousness feel this object. Otherwise, I cannot feel. Through perception, eye consciousness perceived this object. Through volition, eye consciousness accumulated this object. One-pointedness, through one-pointedness, eye consciousness has only one object. Psychic life is just a life. It's not functions and not so clear. Okay? Attention. Through the attention, eye consciousness have this object, then this object. So they have different functions. That is to contact, to see, to perceive, to accumulate, to have one point on S, to attend. Okay? These mental properties arise together with the eye consciousness. They perceived this object. After that, we say, oh, I see. Where's the eye here? If you study the Abhidhamma, you will understand, oh, just a phenomenon arise. Just a phenomenon arise, like a machine. For example, when you drive a car on the road, Okay? That's a first we should search for the car. Which is a car? We is a car? Is a we is a car? Body is a car? Machine is a car? Petrol? Driver? Where is a car? I didn't see car. But all together, we can say that is a car. So like that, there is also different functions. Wheat move on the road. Drivers drive. Engines working. Petrols also his function perform. If there's some condition loose, car cannot move. Isn't that? Who is the most important when the car running on the road? How do you say? Which is the most important? Please contemplate. On driving car, which is the most important? We, body, machine, petrol, or driver, which is the most important? Everything is important. Someone maybe think a driver is important. Without a driver, but I never feed petrol. So then, I removed one feed, one wheel. Is it can drive? Is it cannot? But all things are working together. Therefore, cars are running on the road. In this way, these phenomena are working together. Therefore, you say, I see a tree with my eye. You say, I see that man with my eye. Where's I? Yeah. Can you find I? I is I. Physical object I. I consciousness I. There's no I. Phenomena alone arises. Soda Dhamma Bhavatanti Evidam Samadhasana. The Lord Buddha's right understanding Samadhi is referred to this one. If you see in this way, there's no room for attachment. Is there any attachment? Just phenomena arises. Kammasa karko nati vipaka satya virako. So Dhamma Bhavatanti Evedam Samadhasana. This is Rinagasa explained. There's no doer, the function, there's no experience. Who feel, who experience, phenomenon alone arises. We must see like that. That is a vipassana, inside knowledge. So how contact vipassana, so how relate vipassana and abhidhamma? Okay? So without having the knowledge of abhidhamma, we cannot realize, we cannot understand these dhammas. So according to abhidhamma, whenever consciousness arises, contact, feeling, perception, volition, one-pointedness, second life, attention, these seven mental states arise together. But there are more. Chaita will be explained in Abhidhamma, will be 89. Chaitasika classified into 52, Rupa classified into 28. So we should study these one by one. These are within us, not outside. Okay? We should identify these dhammas. So in the case of I, such a dhamma arises. So and sota, let me explain according to the channels, depending on I and visible objects. I consciousness arises, the unity of these three causes contact. Through contact, feeling arises. Feeling causes the arising of craving. Craving causes the arising of grasping. Grasping causes the accumulation of karma. The accumulation of karma causes the arising of birth. Birth leads to decay and death. And there have been sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief, and despair. In this way, this mental suffering alone arises. So Sayutta Nikaya, the Buddha explained, volition, you see, through volition, the others walk. They have different functions. Eye consciousness to aware the object. That is, it is a function. The awareness of an object is the function of eye consciousness. Okay? Contact, relate, communicate I with the object. Feeling, just feel the object, experience the object. Okay? Volitions, stimulate, encourage the other dhammas to perform their functions. Perceptions, perceived the object. So maybe like that, because of perception, sanya. Because of sanya, she is woman, he is a man, and so like that. Memorize him. This perception, this volition, one-pointedness. Through one-pointedness, eye consciousness have only one object. Finding only one object, okay? The second light is not, but this function is to protect things to have their lifespans. Like water protect the lot. Without water, lotta cannot remain, okay? If you put in the verse with the water, rose flower, because of water, this rose flower is not vipa. Water is protect. Like that, psychic life protect these dhammas as according to their moment. Okay? Then attention, all functions towards only one object. So they have a different functions to perform. Attentions attend, all minds are only towards one object. It's a direct to one object. That is attention. That is a goal, and Pali is manasikara. Okay? One-pointedness, which one? Yeah. Ekakara, this is attention is manasikara. Manasikara is direct all dhammas towards only one object. This ekakara is one object. It's keeping only one object. So a little different their functions. They have different functions. Okay? These are out of it. 52 chetasikas, 7 chetasikas are explained. This, when cheta arises, they arises together with the chetas. With every chetas. Okay? Without these, cheta never arises. So they are can be called the action of chetas or organs of chetas. When cheta arises, at least they arises with the 7 chetasikas. So I explained this according to the sutras. Okay? The Abhidhamma is where we go explain detail. So according to Abhidhamma, we need to explain I need to explain Abhidhamma. Okay? So you can see, let us explain about I. Page number 9. You can see. A study of I through Abhidhamma. Let us study about I. Okay? Not called treatment to contemplate. Call just Abhidhamma. Chakkhayatana. Let's do what? Chakku ayatana. Chak is I. Ayatana is a base. Translation, I am base. Because of this, I is the base of some of mind. I is the base of some of mind. You see, without the I consciousness cannot arise as. Therefore, I consciousness is based in I, on I. Okay? Therefore, this I is called Chakkhayatana. You should analyze these words. Chakkhayatana. Chakkhayatana. Chakkhayatana is used for I. Initial I, this is I. Chakkhayatana. Then, there are two powers. One power is omitted. Chakkhayatana. Okay? Chakkhayatana. This one power is omitted. Chakkhayatana. So the meaning, the explanation of the word Chakkhayatana. What is that matter which is called eye base? Ancient organ. It is the eye which is derived from the four prey essentials. A sentient organ, asada, a body part, invisible and infected, with which one saw or sees or will see or may see a visible and infected form. An eye base, an eye element, an eye faculty, a world, a door, an ocean, purity, feet, guidance, leading, the hyper show, and an empty village. This is that matter I base. That is, according to Dhamma Sangani, the first is. Okay? Reference is Dhamma Sangani. Dhamma Sangani, explanations of I consciousness, explanations of I call I base. It is I which is essential, a sentient organ, body part and infected, with which one soul sees or will see or may see a visible and infected form. This is just an explanation of the I. I will give you briefly what is I is, you see, four great essential means earth element, okay? Earth element, water element, not earth element. The Buddha used these terms, common languages, for the actions, the meanings are more deeper than common meanings, okay? This other element is just, we should know as a matter, softness, hardness is the other element, okay? If you touch your body, you can find softness and hardness. That is called other element. If you touch your body, you can find softness and hardness. Only this nature is called earth element. The others are, you see, panyati. This is pramata. softness, hardness never change of a characteristic of other element. The water element is the state of liquidity, heat and cold. Where exists, which is exists heat and cold, which is the truth. Heat is the truth. According to the test, just the heat exists. When the less of heat, it is called cold. Therefore, it's a use of higher element. Higher element. The less of heat is called cold. This is called sometimes the temperature. Some translations used to this one. Air element. That is also just motion. Okay? So, our body is composed of these four great essentials. This is about four great essentials. So, the two types of eye, page number 9, there are two types of eye. They are flesh eye. Flesh eye is the whole eyeball. Okay? The whole eyeball. This is called Mansa-chakku. And the knowledge eye, Panya-chakku. Of them, the knowledge eye is just knowledge. The word used as a metaphor. But the flesh eye is a common eye. This common eye is twofold. Common eye, sentient eye. Common eye is, here we want to say only Pasara-chakku, sentient eye. Not that the whole eye is necessary here is as an eye. This surrounding it in the circle of vision. And they come to appear. So that is the meaning. In the middle eye, where the image forms appear. Okay? Only just this one reflect. Reflect. We can see visible object, that is called eye meta, jakaiden. And not that the whole balls, eyeballs are called meta. This is only membranes and spring, wine, permeate, certain cotton wicks. It is served the five elements, the four elements doing the functions of sustain, binding, maturing, vibrating, just as princely vibe is attended by four nurses doing the functions of holding, bathing, dressing, and fanning. And it is bigger in size than the head of love. So, very small point where the image of a human being or image of other things appeared, that is called sensitive eye. Only this sensitive eye is called eye question. Eye metta here. That is a dependent eye. This eye, you see, the eye has the characteristic of sensitivity of the primary elements that is ready for the empirical visible data. The most important is the characteristic of the dharmas. So, you should notice briefly, here we say I means where the image appears. Only this. That is a function is to perceive the object, visible object. Okay? To perceive the visible object. The full aspect of the eye. The eye has the characteristic of sensitivity and primary elements that is ready for the empirical visual data. That is the characteristic. It has the functions of picking up an object among visual data. It is manifested as the footing of the eye consciousness. Its proximate cause is the primary element in Vana Karma, sourcing from the desire to see. So this eye is the product of karma. Previous karmas produce eye. previous karma. Therefore, I is karma from metas. Karma from metas. So, depending on this I consciousness arises together with the contact, feeling, perception, volitions, I, one-pointedness, and psychic life attention. These seven are together. In this case, we say, I see the visible object with our eyes. So such an analyze, for what such an analyze is necessary? Because many times, many years, very long time ago, we think there is something which is eternal. There is a control something. These are phenomena. Behind phenomena, there is no nomina. Behind these phenomena, there is no nomina. There is no agent to control them. They are depending on their conditions, rising and passing away. Therefore, the Lord Buddha explained, depending on own conditions, these dhammas are sankhara, conditioned things. All conditioned things are impermanent. Sabbe sankhara anicca. Because of these conditions, these dhammas are depending on their condition, they arise. Their conditions are not permanent, therefore they are also not permanent. All conditioned things are impermanent. Okay, it's a difficulty to understand. First, you should remember, later I will continue this. I is matter. Okay? This very object is matter. I consciousness is chitta, mind. Contact, feeling, perception, volition, one-pointedness, psychic life, attention are chitta-sika. After that, I will explain the other metas and the other chitta and chitta-sika. When we on seeing the visual object, there are chitta, chitta-sika arising together. Okay? Let me stop.